All right. Happy New Year, everybody. 2024, January. Here we go. It's interesting, as in life ebbs and flows, we always start a new year, but we're always in the continuation of a year as they go. As we go into chapter 32, the arrogance is stupid. It really made me think back to chapter 31, creativity. Because we can get really stupid about creativity and not use it because it's a tool in our toolbox. You think about, we're creative beings. God created the heavens and the earth, and he created man, and man became a living soul. He breathed into man the breath of life. We are creative. Every one of us, one day you did not have a company. One day you woke up and you had a company. It wasn't there before. Today it was there. That day you had a company. You had a business created. You created it. You worked on it. And then you got in trouble, so here we are. But and then creativity is a tool that we use. It's in our toolbox, and it can get buried deep, deep, deep in our toolbox. And we can say, but I'm creative at work, or but I'm a creative when I'm doing my job, or but I'm creative here and there. No, use creativity. Whatever it is that you have an inkling to do, you want to do. I love that line Pat said last week. If something in your head says you can't paint, paint anyway. Whatever it is, for me, it does happen to be writing, and there's always something in my head every time I go to write. Don't do it. It's stupid. Why are you doing that? Nobody's gonna read it. What's the point? The point is your bottom line, and the point is that connection of linear and nonlinear, the two sides of the coin. Read Jack's assignment. I sent it out. She talks about that, the two sides of the coin. Very, very important. So, and it leads right into arrogance is stupid because we can get really stupid and arrogant about things. Like, ah, I'm out of trouble. I don't need this. It's all dumb. I'm just going to do what I want to do. And then we will find ourselves back in trouble again and maybe with no way out. So take hold of your second chance. Take hold of your opportunities to be creative and let's go. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning and Lord, there's so much going on these days, and it's really interesting, even with like things like Google and the SEOs and all these things and the search engines, and what in the world do we do? And we need a clearer direction to that that our companies don't kind of fall by the wayside to the AI that's out there, because it seems like it's all oriented to the big guys. And we know we're relevant. You make us relevant. And so we pray that as we work with Greg and others and in these things that you would show us where the adjustments need to be made as we go forward into 2024 and to be relevant because we're relevant before you and we can be relevant before those who who are in control of such things. So we thank you for this morning as we go into this chapter 32 on the arrogance of stupid. We just pray for this time and we thank you for the opportunity to be together and to gather together. In Jesus' name, amen. A few scriptures just came to my mind as Pat was going through this chapter. One is he was talking about the road to failure is short, quite frankly. And all of us, I think, can attest to that, how quickly you got in trouble. I know for me, the trouble happened almost immediately. It took a few minutes for me to get to the point where I was 100% out of money, but the trouble started immediately, and the failure, quite frankly, came quickly. And then the road out, it took some time. The road out, it takes some time. It takes endurance. It takes struggle. It takes all sorts of, a few trials here and there and dealing with things. And, in Hebrews 12:1, he talks about being surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses and lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us. But then He says, let us run with endurance the race that's set before us. And then in Hebrews 13:8, you know, he was talking about, you know, the Bible, it's never changing. It's always there. You know, all books change man's mind. You know, we chase after this pretty little thing, we chase after that pretty little thing, and we just think we got it now, we got it figured out, we're going to be able to control humanity or whatever such nonsense we come up with. But, you know, in John it says, the Word became flesh. It says, in the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, the Word was God. You know, it's eternal. He's eternal. And then, you know, the Bible is the same. It doesn't change. The words don't change. You know, what did it say in Hebrews 13:8? Jesus Christ the same, right? Yesterday, today, and what? Forever, tomorrow. He's not changing. He's always there. And then there's also made me think about the arrogance is stupid. If you guys remember the Twilight Zone, one of the episodes is called The Obsolete Man. And I don't think ever since then, in a 20-minute, you know, whatever those were, 22 minutes long, I don't think so much scripture was ever read in an episode on TV as in that one episode. Because the obsolete man was a man, he was a librarian, and he read. And then in the end, he's reading scripture after scripture after scripture as they going to get rid of him because he's obsolete. And it's amazing. And because the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And no, the scripture is never obsolete. And we can always lean on it, trust in it, and go with it. And so that's why, you know, lots of books with lots of information. And then we can always just go back to the Word. Anyway, let's pray as we get into our day. It's been a great day. It's been a great morning. Father, we thank you for a new year. You know, we do have a calendar. You gave us a calendar, and we can, you know, you set time in motion, and we live in time and space. And as we speak in this new year, we thank you for the opportunity. Think about that. The arrogance is stupid. And Lord, also where we can go to find truth. Because man can come up with all sorts of truths, and we can even convince ourselves of all sorts of truths. But there is one truth, and it's right. It's you. And we find your truth in your Word, the living Word of God. We thank you for it. Now we pray as we get back to work today that we would take these things, Lord, not just seriously, but really be applying in our lives, in our companies, in our families, Lord, to live by the truth. Sometimes it's rough. Sometimes we get tossed all over the place in our own thinking, but we can always come back and lean on the truth. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time, and we do pray in the exalted name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.